Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, it's the 15-minute morning show podcast.
I guess. We're missing Nate and Elvis, both of them usually kind of like lead this, so we're kind of like, okay.
Nate's
what are
sick.
You gonna do?
Nate is sick, and Elvis's Wi-Fi shit to bed, so we're here. And we also have Andrew joining us today, producer Sam.
Andrew's figuring it out. All
right. Andrew, you okay? Right. Are you Uncle Johnny part two?
I'm trying to figure out how to get this microphone closer to me.
So the funny part is Diamond's sitting right next to Andrew, and they're going through a little tiff right now as Diamond walks away, if you're watching this. And she goes, don't help Andrew. Let him figure it out on his own. So,
oh, Diamond.
That's not nice.
There you go. Good job,
Andrew.
I've now lifted it up. I look like I'm singing.
Yeah.
Okay. New York, come here, make some noise.
Brody, you're not humping
your leg. One of Brody's dogs has joined the podcast as well.
Hi, dog. Yes. Gandhi sounds very low. How come Gandhi sounds so low?
I'll turn it back up.
Oh, there you go.
Is
nice
that better?
Nice.
Okay.
Good.
I guess it has to be louder for the podcast.
Yeah.
I've been told that sometimes I come in the podcast and my levels are so loud that it crushes everyone else. So I try to turn it down.
I can see me
yesterday's
twice.
Podcast was awesome. You had to be there.
Well, let's address yesterday's podcast too. So we actually did one, and something beyond our control. We could not get the audio. We recorded it, and Froggy went to go like put in the little chip that we used to record, and it just said
Froggy. What happened?
Well, so here's what happened. As soon as we were done, when we said, like, you know, when we were finished, we said bye, we all waved. I went to hit on the board that I have, I hit stop record. And it's usually red right now, like it is right now. It's red. When I went to do it, it started flashing different colors, and then it gave me an error message, and I was like, oh, shit, that's never going to be a good thing. So I took it out, I restarted it, I put the chip back in, and it said corrupt file. I was like,
so the whole 15 minutes was erased. In fact, that might happen again today when you hit stop.
No, I've tried it since then. So what I did was I went yesterday, and I, because me being the troubleshooter that I am, I completely re-updated the firmware. I did everything I could, restarted, did everything. And then I last night, I rolled something. I just let it roll for 30 minutes, and I stopped it and checked it, and it worked. So it's been working fine. Good. And today it's been fine. So we'll see.
But I had a theory that Elvis just didn't like it, and he texted you to ditch it.
Oh, no, 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 no. That's really 100% what happened. And I even sent Garrett a screenshot, like, right when it happened. I'm like, look, corrupted file. It's not working.
I was all for it. Don't worry about it. Like, I mean, but we played pretend pretty much. Like, we did a podcast for ourselves. We did a podcast.
It was a dress rehearsal.
Scary with his... boat float story.
Nobody know what that. No, they'll never know.
Hilarious.
They'll never know.
Boat float never saw the time of day.
That was classic.
That was a good one.
My scrote joke was unbeatable. Well, you'll never hear it.
Right,
the scrote joke and the boat float. You'll never know. You'll never know. You had to be there.
Yes, I did get squirted in the face at a drag queen show.
But all right, everybody, let's try to reenact yesterday's.
Well, no, we have new material today because Andrew has a topic.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I was watching Inside Edition because I watch the evening news like an old person.
You are an old soul.
Thank
That's
you,
also
Garrett.
Not news, just FYI.
And I've learned some new tricks that apparently Gandhi has told me are common knowledge.
Well, okay. The couple that he sent me, he was like, these are mind-blowing. I had no idea. And I said, what the hell is that? From 2004? But it's okay because maybe I'm just an asshole and none of you know these things. So I thought it would be fun to present them.
Okay.
First life hack, according to Inside Edition. Sup, Deborah Norville. Ritz crackers, they have ridges. Why do they have ridges?
Why?
Ritz crackers?
We talked about this, didn't
They're
we?
They're made to be like a knife. You can cut cheese with them.
Yeah.
Chop the cheese with the cracker.
What? And I was like, I know that.
But who doesn't cut the cheese with the cracker? I thought everybody did that.
Breaks.
I did not know this. Oh, my God.
I use a cheese knife.
Wait. The ridges on a Ritz cracker are supposed to cut through cheese?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think it's going to break. We need to test this.
It does break, but you still do it.
Watch this. I have a video because I even took a video of it.
Evidence. Evidence.
It's a frozen cracker. It's rigged.
It was insane. So that was one of them. I was a little shocked by that one, but apparently some of us weren't.
Okay, come on.
Sorry, Andrew. Sorry.
Blow me again. Blow my mind again, I mean.
The second one was the blue bristles on a toothbrush.
Yeah.
What do you think they're for?
The blue bristles. So you know
what
it's worn out.
I know what that is.
Yes. Thank you, Scary.
That's it. You got it, Froggy.
Yeah, so you know when it's worn out. You know when it's time to
attack. Yeah. That I know.
When they disappear and it turns all like white,
yeah,
that's time to get a new toothbrush.
Everybody knew. They marketed those for a while. They said, hey, when these turn colors, you get a new toothbrush. Sorry, Andrew. Continue.
I just thought that was for like the pieces that like you can't get in the back of your mouth. Like that's what I thought that was for.
They need blue specifically.
Look at
Are you finding
really
the cheese
quick.
Cutting? Okay.
Let's see.
There's a cracker going to the cheese. Boop. You roll right over it.
But see, I don't have my fingers all over my food.
And
I'm still going to use my knife.
That's not actually what it was designed for. Just some dope on TikTok
the cheese made that up. The Ritz cracker cuts it.
And then they ripped it the rest of the
Some dope. Scotty is saying a dope on TikTok made it up, and it's not true.
That's not what it was actually designed for. Plus, 9 times out of 10, that Ritz cracker will break in 1,000 pieces.
Right.
Yeah,
that's fair.
That part's true.
But I've been cutting cheese with crackers forever because I was in college and didn't have silverware. And hello, like that's how you do it.
And Froggy's just been cutting cheese.
Yes. Hi-o.
Another one I've learned that Scotty will not like. They recommend that when you eat cereal, after you're done eating the cereal, to make it last longer, you twist the bag and then you fold it over.
Yeah, roll.
And that way it stays longer.
Just a roll.
I roll it.
Yeah, I roll it too. Yeah.
But what's the point of the roll and
twist? Try your way.
What's the point of the twist and roll?
The twist.
Put the fire out.
Yeah, it lets. So, yep, Brody got it. You let the air out, and then it folds over, and then it like preserves it almost like you would with bread.
Wait, can we just please get cereal companies to make a Ziploc type seal on the bags? Already?
I don't understand why they don't.
Right,
and same with bacon. If you open bacon, apparently you have to cook all of it immediately because there's no way to reseal that bag. I don't get it.
It's so smart. I love bacon.
Bread, the pizza crust boboli, it comes two in a package.
Right.
And once you open it, you have to eat both of them.
It's got that little peel thing on it. Once you peel it open, there's no way to reseal it.
It's brilliant. They're making so much money off this.
They're wasting food. I hate them.
They should 20 cents, put the zip thing on there.
And then there was one more. And this one I was kind of like, meh, because I don't iron anything ever. You get a piece of tin foil, then you put the fabric over, I guess, the ironing board, and then you iron your clothes on top of that. The heat hits the tin foil, and it heats, it makes your clothes go faster. No, Diamond, oh. I haven't. That's
I actually, I actually learned that.
Wrinkle release.
I actually learned that from my Aunt Millie. She used to do that all the time.
You put Diamond... You put wrinkle release on it and throw it back in the dryer.
That's what I usually do. Yeah, but Andrew sent me these, and he was like, these are great life hacks. I've never heard of all of them. I said, what in the hell? Where have you been? I feel like everyone has heard of these things. So I'm glad that you all backed me up, and Andrew can't be mad at me alone.
Well, I didn't know about the cracker.
Yeah, that cheese cutter.
Yeah, the cracker. I had no idea about that.
And I disagree with it on a principle. I don't want to touch my food more.
So these were like really cool, mind-blowing facts, right, guys?
Right.
I'll give you some of them. Yeah.
Hey, Froggy. Pretty cool. Any chance that you corrupted the file today?
Wow, that's fucked up, bro.
Listen.
Good job, Andrew. Way to bring content.
Yeah, seriously.
Thank you. Content is always welcome.
Well, do we all have that one thing? Because, like, I mean, Andrew learned those three things. I just learned recently, too, like, garbage bags are already, like, we're supposed to turn them inside out when we put them in the trash so they don't, like, sink in. You know, when you put your garbage bag in, like, when you rip it from the roll and then it just, like, sinks to the bottom of the garbage. Like, you're supposed to turn it inside out, then put it in.
What? Why?
Yeah, I saw that too. I think that's a load of shit. I saw.
No, it works. Honestly, it does. It fit.
Really?
It fit. Yeah, seriously.
Okay.
Andrew, find it on TikTok. It's on TikTok too.
I don't even.
With a rim.
Are you saying that you put the garbage, like the actual garbage bag around, like? Yeah. Who
does? Inside out, Andrew.
That one I knew.
There you go, Andrew.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
The one Garrett's talking about, you turn the bag inside out. Like, why would you turn the bag inside out?
So wait, so then when I take the garbage out to throw it out, and the garbage is in it, the garbage is in it inside out?
No. Before you put the bag in, when you put a clean bag into the garbage, you're supposed, according to TikTok, the bag... before we put it in is already inside out, so we're supposed to go in, pull the bag out, then place it in. And
not doing that.
Yeah,
no, I'm not
buy scented steps. Bags, and then the scent will be on the outside. It's supposed to be on the inside with the food, so that's not going to work for me.
Right.
Scented bags are disgusting. It just smells like trash and scent.
Yeah. Oh, right? Sometimes it smells like trash and like purple flowers or something.
Right, like poopery or whatever. Yeah. It's so much even worse when you spray that stuff and then it's that mixed with the poop. No, thank you.
There's some Febreze ones too. I had Brazilian carnival in my bathroom. Let me tell you something. It was not a carnival.
That's all covered up.
No.
Wow.
It was
so
great.
So maybe we should revisit a little bit of yesterday's 15-minute morning show. Scotty had a... Scotty, you had what? You had a cereal that you...
Oh, I went to the Stranger Things pop-up store / experience in Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were selling these vintage cereal boxes, and I got the last one in the store. It's a Cinnamon Toast Crunch box from 1986. But it's got all kinds of Stranger Things, you know, stuff on it.
How much is it going for? Yeah, how much on eBay?
Well, people are asking $100 for it, but I don't think they're getting $100. It costs $19.86.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I'm going to eat it because it's just Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but I can't really sell it because, look, there's like a little tear in the top corner.
What a purist.
Right. So
Someone will buy it.
Someone will buy it. Yeah, someone will buy it.
Yeah,
well, did you go through the experience? Because I'm dying to go to this.
I have to tell you, it was a bit underwhelming. First of all, I've never seen the show.
So how was it underwhelming? How do you know that?
That is beside the point. It's a very small. You walk into the entrance there, and the Stranger Things light up sign is there. Then you walk in, and I guess there's a bedroom with that couch, and it's got the letters on the wall. Maybe you know what that
is. Right, with the lights, with the Christmas lights.
Okay, right. Then you go into the next room, and it's an arcade. It has all old video games, Dig Dug, and all this stuff, and you can actually play them. And then you go into some other room with like some streamers. And
what about the mall? Is the mall there?
I don't think so.
They said the mall's there on the website.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
And how about Chips Ahoy? Is it Chips Ahoy?
Yeah, there were some chips. There were chips things, and there was like some waffle lip gloss.
Scoops Ahoy. That's it. Scoops Ahoy.
I guess for the Eggo thing or whatever, there was some waffle things. And then were there lockers maybe? I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
This is like what Scotty sounds like after he goes to like a football game.
Yeah. I think there was a ball.
There was helmets and stuff.
Yeah, there was a bunch of guys.
I'm obsessed with Stranger Things,
like
there were some
old bicycles that you could sit on and take pictures or something.
I think Daniel will like it.
Yeah, I'll like it.
I'd have to tell you, it's cool, but it's quick. Like, you walk in, and I was out in 6 minutes.
Yeah. They said
I've
it.
Heard
well,
that before, Scotty.
For true fans, they said it takes a half an hour. For you, 6 minutes.
Well, no, a true fan will want to take a picture in every one of the rooms.
Right, of course.
Like, I don't know what this is.
Scotty was there for the cereal.
No. That's right. And I got the last
Wait,
box.
So you actually waited in the line? Because yesterday we were talking about
there was no
perhaps
line.
You calling a PR person. Oh, there was no line.
No line. I walked right in a half hour before my scheduled time. You just you have to have a code. You got to sign
up
online.
Yeah, you have to schedule a time
and
online.
And just walk right. There was like maybe 10 people in the whole place.
Hey, Froggy, you should have taken Scotty to the Super Bowl. Hey, Scotty, how was the game? I got Super Bowl Doritos. Look at these.
Wait, you remember that time? Do you remember that time when we went to the World Series Game 6 at Yankee Stadium? And I was like, I gotta leave. I gotta beat the traffic. And I left before it ended. It was like tied.
Oh my God, you're amazing.
Went into extra innings, and I left.
Are you typically that guy that leaves early before events?
Yes. Yeah, I want
Scotty.
I want to get there early and leave early to beat traffic.
His wife was 7 centimeters dilated. He left the delivery room.
Scotty, you're missing out on the actual experience by anticipating the beginning and the ending of it and not actually just enjoying it.
Right.
Like, who cares
about
the
traffic? In my head, I'm like, I can't deal with the crush of people leaving here. I don't want to wait in the train station.
So
with
here's
them.
The key. The key is to wait till everybody is gone. So, like, for example, at the Super Bowl, we just sat there and waited until almost everybody was gone. They were asking us to leave the stadium when we
so
finally left.
So stay even later. That's the key.
Yeah.
That's
Enjoy
the key.
Yourself. Lean in, Scotty.
Now, if it's a work night, I can see why Scotty wants to leave early because he goes to bed at 7:30. But I get it.
Look, even imagining this, look, he's getting anxiety. Like, look, the look on his face, even picturing this happening.
Yeah,
you're
I don't
not
know.
A fan.
It's very rare occasion where I stay to the very end of something.
I mean, even yesterday, too, I asked him, like, are you going to walk through? He goes, yeah, but I'm just going to see if I can go straight to the back.
But he also doesn't know the show, so he doesn't know what he's right.
I know, but it's the point that he was already looking forward to getting to the end of the experience of Stranger Things before just to get the cereal.
Scotty saw Sixth Sense. He still thinks Bruce Willis is alive. So
I never saw it.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Thanks, Scott.
Wait, so Scotty, you and Andrew then have no plans on eating that cereal? You're just going to keep the box and hope that you can resell it?
I'm not even really looking to sell it. I think it's just a cool thing to have. It's Cinnamon Toast Crunch, so I'm not going to eat it. That's silly.
Andrew, do you want to eat it?
Open it.
No. I mean, it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I mean, I feel like maybe I'll accidentally open up the
box. If I could get another one that's in pristine condition, then I'll open this one.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. When I go, I will look for you, and I will let
you
know.
I mean, they have Cheerios and Lucky Charms. They're all vintage boxes from 1986. Yeah. That's the whole thing.
Supposedly, they have really cool stuff for fans that you can't get anywhere else in the store.
Know.
It's here, and they have one in Los Angeles as well.
The cereal is part of what Danielle's talking about.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
Oh my God, speaking of reselling things, I feel like you guys will appreciate how depraved everyone is. So obviously all this Astroworld stuff with Travis Scott has gotten, you know, very crazy. He has his own clothing line called Cactus Jack. He's teamed up with Nike and makes all kinds of stuff. I have a fair amount of Cactus Jack stuff. Based on how he's been reacting to things, my boyfriend and I were both kind of like, I don't really know if I want to wear this stuff anymore. And I will say, one of them is my very favorite sweatshirt. You guys have seen me wear it a million times. It's the bright orange one with the red Nike upside down.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
So we're like, let's just see, you know, we can probably get rid of these things. Let's sell them. And my boyfriend thought the value was going to be very low on these shirts now because, you know, bad news bears. Nope. The sweatshirt I have is now going for $400.
Wow. Wow. How much did you pay for it?
I paid $95, which I thought was expensive at the time. Right. I'm not going to sell it because I don't want to, like, I'm not trying to capitalize on this crap. I was really just thinking, like, let me get rid of it because I'm annoyed by him. But the resale value is just through the roof on all of this stuff because people are worried now that Cactus Jack is not going to exist anymore. So if you have any Cactus Jack stuff, oh my God, the resale value is insane. And I was like, you know, I hate humanity sometimes.
Well, now I wish I would have bought his cereal. He had cereal too.
Well,
yeah,
that's where highlighting that.
Wait, so Gandhi, are you thinking of like donating it, or do you want to keep it? It just doesn't bring you joy to wear it right now.
The thing, I love that sweatshirt so much. Again, you guys have seen me wear it 1,000 times. I don't know what to do with it. It's like all my Yeezy stuff. He pissed me off too, and I'm like, what do I do?
Well, just put it aside. Maybe he'll do the right thing, and then you'll feel better.
Yeah, it's not going to affect anybody if you wear it, and you should at least have some joy out of it. It's like people still listen to R. Kelly songs and Michael Jackson songs.
Oh, gosh, please.
Or what if they feel he's guilty. You still enjoy the product.
I turn it off.
It's my favorite hoodie.
Chris Brown, right. Same thing. Chris Brown. Yeah.
Turn it on me for $50, and I'll sell it for $400. I don't give
a I will not. I'm not making a profit off of this nonsense, but I was just kind of like, holy cow.
William's going through that right now with Aaron Rodgers, all that stuff, because he's a huge Green Bay Packers fan and a huge Aaron Rodgers fan, as a lot of people know who are fans. There's some stuff going around with that dude right now. And he was saying last night, he feels like he has like family member like trauma. Like he doesn't want to wear his jersey right now because he's just like confused and going through stuff.
I'm did
like,
he ins- right? did-
I don't think any Packers fan would care if they saw him with an Aaron Rodgers jersey.
No, but it's not about, it's like what Gandhi's saying. It's not about a Packers fan caring. It's how it makes him feel at
it's
the moment.
It's about you personally.
Oh, right. Okay. And
it's
not did he like, switch I'm insurance companies too?
Oh God!
State Farm
I'm not trying to cancel people
ads.
Either, and like you know, I think the cancel culture is actually super stupid in so many ways. Fun fact: Andrew Diamond and I have a podcast coming out soon about all of that.
Wink,
cancel wink. However, I also don't feel like I have to support people who I don't like and who have done something bad. So I'm not trying to like cancel Travis Scott. I'm also just trying to say maybe I shouldn't be rocking his stuff anymore if I don't agree with him.
It's
That's
a
it.
You feeling.
Hey, just in case anybody wondered.
Yeah.
We're 2.5 minutes over.
Oh, okay. Goodbye.
Oh, damn.
Well, it's all good. But it's all good because we've given them extra.
And right. My life we hacks were good. My life hacks really panned
out.
Life
hacks.
Cancel this podcast.
The moment of truth. Will this podcast print?
Let's see.
Will we be seeing this later?
Why are we saying it if it isn't? I mean, there's...
Well, if you're seeing it, then it happened.
It happened.
It's going to happen. I feel it.
All right, hit stop.
And bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.